You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier today, the International Comparison of Modern Medicines published a report looking at the public funding of modern medicine in 20 countries which are in the OECD. The report showed that New Zealand was in desperate need of access to modern medicine. Patient Voices Aotearoa has long been campaigning for a double and triple in funding for access to modern medicine. The organisation presented their petition to Parliament in May this year, which called for immediate funding. Producer Joseph Wickens talked to Fiona Tolich from Patient Voice Aotearoa about this need for funding and why it is so crucial amidst the current COVID-19 environment.
Tell me a bit about the situation we see with the public funding of modern medicines in New Zealand and why we are regarded as dead last when it comes to this field.
Sure. Well, the report that came out, the IQVIA report that was released, basically when we're comparing New Zealand to comparable countries in the OECD, so 20 other countries in the OECD, we do come last. So if we just compared us to Australia, when we look at funding for modern medicines, their medicines budget is almost three times what ours is as a percentage of the health budget. So out of all of the health spend, just 5% of the health budget actually goes on to medicines, which is, I mean, that does make for pretty grim statistics. So we have a situation where we have hundreds of thousands of people who are waiting for a medicine that may never be funded. Just an example of that, and a really good example, is I do a lot of advocacy for spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, and that's the leading cause of genetic death in infants. So the average age of death for these kids is 13 months old for the most common type of SMA. We have had several kids die over the last few years while waiting for access to treatment. That treatment sits on the high priority list that PharmAC has of medicines that they want to fund if only they had the budget to fund it. So we're in the middle of an absolute crisis where we have people dying if they can't afford to get access to these medicines, and that sits across cancer, rare conditions, and chronic illness like epilepsy or diabetes. So it's not just one pocket of a population that has a health need. It's actually right across health as a whole. It's awful.
PharmAC has outlined the many forms of medicine which are in need of funding. What forms do you think should be getting that funding first?
Oh, look, I mean, I think if you just look at PharmAC's list, so they have three lists. One of them is a list of ones that they want to fund. Clinical experts on their panel, their entire team, clinicians that are working outside of that, but there are 74 medicines that are on that list. So Trikafta for cystic fibrosis is one of them, but they're one of 74 medicines that PharmAC want to fund if they had the money for it. Before Trikafta was added, there were 73 on that list, and PharmAC had said in May of this year that they needed, I think it was $417 million boost in the budget to be able to fund those. Now, if we look at the fact that the government has just given, I believe it to be $500 million for COVID medicines, there's absolutely no expense spared when it comes to COVID. But for other vulnerable New Zealanders, they don't get access. And if we look at the likes of SMA, as I said, with the leading cause of genetic death in children, there is no alternative treatment for them. It's either life through access to the medicine or death while waiting. There is no alternative. So they need to actually invest in these medicines and give people access. On top of that, with the fact that some of these patients are children, they've got no line of protection against COVID whatsoever. They can't get access to the immunisation. So they are, in a sense, sitting ducks, which is a horrible way to describe it. And it's a community that I love and adore. But that's how they are. If they're not given access to any form of immunisation and they've got a condition that impacts the respiratory system. So surely the government, when looking at that COVID response, would say, well, how do we protect people who are most vulnerable to COVID by giving them access to the medicines that would work for them and their condition to give them that layer of protection? Because these kids can die from a common cold, so they've got very little chance, I believe, against something like COVID. So give them access to the treatment that will stop them from dying and will stop their whole body from being so compromised. It makes compassionate sense, but it also makes economical sense, because if you fund something for fund an individual for what they need, then they're going to spend less time in that health system. You know, you can look at cystic fibrosis. What would you rather do? Give them something that allows them to breathe, or give them a lung transplant? You know, both of them are costly. But I think the question we have to ask ourselves is, how is it that other countries manage to fund these treatments, yet New Zealand don't? If you look at the last decade, 441 medicines were made available across those 20 comparable OECD countries. New Zealand funded just 34 of those 441.
Do you think that the situation is quite dire at the moment, considering the fact that COVID-19 has a greater impact on those who suffer from underlying health conditions?
Oh, it's incredibly urgent. I mean, it was urgent before, but it's most certainly urgent now. And I think if we are going to say that, you know, we are a team of 5 million, well, don't carve off a section of that population and say that they're dispensable, because they're not, and it shouldn't be like that. And we've looked at, again, if I look at SMA and the need for Spinraza or Risdiplam, the two drugs that are sitting as a high priority, we can't access those, yet we've already seen the Ministry of Health, when they reported the underlying conditions that have seen people die with a positive COVID result, neuromuscular conditions are there. This is a motor neuron disease. It's a neuromuscular condition. So if we know that New Zealand data and world data are saying these people are more vulnerable, why would you not give them protection when we are spending so much money to immunise people and have treatment in case they get COVID? Why don't we protect them from what is harming them right now and puts them at a significant disadvantage if they were to get COVID, which is, I guess, only a matter of time when you look at how Delta is able to spread and how it is spreading, even with the controls and measures we have in place at the moment. But I fear that come December, when the borders open, I fear for the kids and the other members of the community who have no chance against this variant, or very little chance, and it scares them. Their life has changed. Their life is already impacted significantly by the condition that they've got, but it'll be even more impacted by the fact that they don't feel safe to even go out of their house.
Patient Voices has obviously garnered a lot of support for this issue through things like your petition. Are there any more future efforts you'd like to see done, or is it more a situation like the ball is in the government's court when it comes to this issue?
Well, the petition was submitted in May with over 100,000 signatures, and we had Andrew Little and other representatives across every political party showed up, and every spokesperson spoke at that event. And there's no way they couldn't have been moved by the people that were laying there in the Lie Down for Life, you know, having lost someone or fighting an illness themselves, or fighting for somebody else. I mean, we had kids in wheelchairs there in the pouring rain because they wanted to be seen and they wanted to be heard. You know, the ball is really in the government's court here. You know, it's an Andrew Little and Grant Robertson thing. Get together, find the money. You've found the money for absolutely everything else. Where the heck is it for our most vulnerable?
And that was Fiona Tollidge from Patient Voices Aotearoa speaking to producer Joey Wickens about funding for Pharmac. The government is currently running a review of PharmEgg, and the interim report was supposed to be out in August, which is 2 days before our current lockdown hits, and the releasing of the interim report is now delayed till February. Fiona Tolich also says there are many people may not live to see the day that the report is released, and there needs to be some insight into what information the government has, as it is the least they could do for those suffering from serious medical conditions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.